From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Greece offers a last-minute reform proposal. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras briefed the Greek president in Athens Wednesday after telling the European Parliament earlier he will offer up new proposals involving immediate tax and pension reforms in a three-year bailout plan ahead of a Sunday European Union deadline. Mr. Tsipras says the proposal was given to the European Stability Mechanism that assures his country's efficient funding and debt relief and an end to the current fiscal crisis. He says he believes the Greek people who voted no Sunday to more austerity will back his plan. The Prime Minister is faced with a final deadline to reach bailout terms with its international creditors or prepare for his exit from the 19-nation eurozone. An emergency EU summit has been called for Sunday. South Sudan's rebel leader Riek Machar says the country's civil war will continue as long as President Salva Kiir is in power. Machar spoke to reporters in Nairobi Wednesday as South Sudan's parliament formally gave President Kiir a new three-year mandate.
The SPLM appeals to President Salva Kiir to resign from office, dissolve his entire government. It is now an established rule internationally and regionally that any group of people who assume state power unconstitutionally should not be recognized.
He said should President Kiir remain adamant and refuse to hand over power to the people, the citizens have every right to, quote, rise up and overthrow his regime. South Sudan has endured months of civil war between their rival forces despite talks in Addis Ababa and several ceasefires. Meanwhile, the head of the UN peacekeeping mission urged the Security Council to impose an arms embargo on South Sudan and blacklist its rival leaders. This is VOA News. Trading on the New York Stock Exchange was suspended for nearly 4 hours Wednesday as a result of what's been described as internal technical reasons. Top U.S. law enforcement and security officials said they didn't see a link between the outages at the New York Stock Exchange, the temporary grounding of United Airlines flights, and the malfunction of the Wall Street Journal website. Cyber espionage was not immediately suspected. Jay Johnson is Homeland Security Department Secretary.
It appears, from what we know at this stage, that the malfunctions at United and the Stock Exchange were not the result of any nefarious actor. We know less about the Wall Street Journal at this point, except that their system is back up again, as is the United Airline system.
Other U.S. financial exchanges were unaffected. Market analysts said concerns about China's economy as well as the Greek debt crisis weighed on many investors, brought the markets lower in trading Wednesday. Russia Wednesday vetoed a draft U.N. Security Council resolution that condemned the 1995 massacre at Srebrenica during the Bosnian conflict as an act of genocide. The vote was 10-1 with 4 abstentions. Moscow insists the resolution marking the 20th anniversary of the massacre was divisive. Peter Wilson is the United Kingdom UN ambassador.
The United Kingdom is outraged that Russia has vetoed this resolution today. Russia's action tarnishes the memory of all those who died in the Srebrenica genocide. Russia will have to justify its decision to the families of over 8,000 people murdered in the worst atrocity in Europe since the Second World War.
Two international courts have called the Bosnian Serb slaughter of 8,000 Muslim men and boys at a UN enclave genocide. Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika ordered emergency measures in central Gardeia province Wednesday, where ethnic violence between Arabs and Berbers killed more than 20 this week. He's ordered the regional military commander to take charge of all security services and local police to restore and keep order. The Site Intelligence Group says the militant Nigerian-based insurgency Boko Haram Wednesday claimed responsibility for twin bombings in Chad's capital, N'Djamena, in June that killed more than 30 people. The statement in Arabic was posted on Twitter and signed by the Islamic State West Africa province. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari Wednesday held his first meeting with activists of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign, who've demanded the release of more than 200 schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram in the Borno State village of Chibok, April 2014. Mr. Buhari praised them for their consistency and urged patience. Scientists writing in the medical journal Lancet say an inexpensive oral vaccine has provided what's called significant protection against cholera. More than 1 billion people are estimated to be at risk of the disease in more than 50 countries. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.